Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and it's my pleasure to have Jeff Word, VP at SAP, on the program today. Welcome, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Jeff, why don't you tell us, you know, Vice President is a good title, but why don't you tell us what your focus is at SAP?
My role is really driving the thought leadership topic around SAP's database and technology strategy. And from thought leadership, that involves writing books, which I'll be coming out with the SAP HANA Essentials book in a couple of weeks in May, and then also traveling around the world, speaking with our customers, doing research on new use cases, different ways that customers are planning on using technology, then also different ways where that technology can really transform their business and capturing that for a larger audience.
Why don't you give me a sense of how you guys look at the big data opportunity, and how do you split this between the hype of something new and what the real business opportunity is for your customer base?
Let me kind of step back and give you guys a little bit of perspective. Roughly 65% of the transactions on the planet, that's every purchase order, sales order, invoice process, 65% of those every day go through an SAP system, including all of Intel's, by the way. Every major company on the planet uses SAP as their entire backbone to run their company. And so when you think about that data, the master data, the HR data, the production data, the invoicing and financial data, it's not just about big data from what people might think as far as, you know, retail POS data and things like that. It's everything that flows through the enterprise. That's really the perspective that SAP comes at data, is not just what we take care of in our systems, but how do you tie that data and aggregate it together with data from outside of the company, with Facebook or Twitter or internet data and things like that, geospatial data, et cetera, and then make better business decisions because now you have access to that data instantaneously in real time on any device that you want to. So with our in-memory platform called SAP HANA, which is a next-generation database from SAP, it actually can take all of that data that I described earlier in literally nanosecond real time, and then it can mash that up with, for example, everything happening on the web from Twitter to Google News feeds to Facebook, and produce an application with what we call something like sentiment analysis. How do people feel about my products? So if Intel wants to say, how do customers feel about my i7 chips out there today, right? Well, you guys have a specific part number for that in your SAP system that goes through your production and your sales and distribution system, and you probably have 25 different product numbers for all the different variations of the i7 chips. And so what happens is, when someone out on Twitter says, I got my new Dell PC with the i7 Intel chip in it, and it's screaming fast, we can actually tie that Dell together with the i7, match it back to the product number that you sold to Dell, and we can tell now how people in general are feeling about that. Is there generally positive sentiment out there in the internet world about that product? And tie it back into the enterprise data that Intel knows, rather than the way people refer to it in the real world. And so that gives companies like Intel or any company out there a real-time way of seeing and trending the perception of their products out in the world in a way that they can then make a better business decision on it.
What was the development process of HANA, and what is the primary difference in terms of how it's architected?
It's the first enterprise-scale, completely native, in-memory database. And so from that perspective, everything is in RAM. So this is not an accelerator. It's not a cache. The entire database, your entire production database, lives all the time in RAM, literally just a few millimeters away from the Intel E7 chips that process all of that data in parallel. So it's not just putting in RAM, it's being able to process it in multi-parallel systems. We have actually thousands of cores now in a small system that are able to process that data in real time because it's sitting physically in the high-speed RAM constantly. But it's not just that we have this new database that's incredibly fast and processes in parallel. It's that we can also re-architect our applications so that they are able to now take advantage of that. For so many years, the database has kind of been a boat anchor that slows everything down in the enterprise because they're really the I.O. of getting that data in and out between the applications and the database was really the bottleneck for data in the company. Now with HANA, we've distributed that across multiple cores and across multiple banks of RAM inside one logical appliance, and that allows us to now re-architect these applications that were built in a world of constraints. Now it's actually, the database has now become a jet engine that speeds everything up. And so we have some retrofitting and some renovation needed to really take advantage of that natively.
What have customers seen in terms of business benefits?
We actually have on the website, we actually have a series of use cases that people can go through and look at what companies are doing. But we also have what we call the 100K Club. And this is companies, we have five or six now, that by using HANA have sped up their business process 100,000 times or more. We actually have one company 200,000 times faster from beginning to end of this process because now they have this jet engine of SAP HANA underneath the hood powering all of the different applications that actually execute that business process. And then we have many of them that are in the 50 to 100,000 range as well.
That's pretty impressive. In the case of an in-memory database, I'm sure you're going to an E7 platform in most cases. Is that correct?
Yes, it strictly runs only on E7 at this point. And we just got our hands on some Sandy Bridge chips. And to give you an example, just by the work that we've done between the last generation of E7s and the Sandy Bridge, we were able to get over a 30% performance increase just by adding the new chips. It's a phenomenal growth curve we're going through right now in speed and performance. And every time we add more chips and more cores, our customers get an exponential boost.
It's always good to hear of collaboration, and it seems like this is a perfect example of hardware and software working together to deliver incredible results for the customer base. So fantastic to see how Intel engineers are providing you with the latest performance engines to make HANA really hum. If folks are listening on the line and they want to connect more with SAP and learn more about HANA, where would you direct them?
That's the easiest question so far. It's www.experiencesaphana.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being on the program, Jeff. We'd love to have you back again soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.html.